This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Israel to take less intrusive action as the fight with Palestinian militants encircles Gaza's biggest hospital. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Shifa Hospital has had no power or water for 3 days. Thousands have fled amid the gunfire and bombings outside the sprawling facility.
The hospital must be protected.
The president followed minutes later by his national security advisor. Jake Sullivan says the U.S. has spoken with Israel about that.
And they have said they share that view, that they do not want to see firefights in hospitals.
Israel says Hamas is using the hospital as a command center without giving evidence. Sullivan would not speak to what U.S. intelligence knows, but says there are no easy answers for Israel as it tries to root out the militants. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The UN Humanitarian Office says another 200,000 people have fled northern Gaza in less than 10 days. Israeli ground forces have been battling Palestinian militants around hospitals in the north, where patients, newborns, and medics are stranded with no electricity and dwindling supplies. The UN says only one hospital in the north is capable of receiving patients. All others, including Gaza's largest, Shifa, which has been at the center of a days-long standoff, are no longer able to function. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, which is struggling to provide services to more than 600,000 people sheltering in the south, says it may run out of fuel by Wednesday. Efforts to create a landmark treaty to end global plastic pollution are advancing at a meeting where participants are discussing the treaty's draft language for the first time. Nations, petrochemical companies, environmentalists, and others affected by the pollution gathered for the negotiations in Kenya's capital Monday. The meeting is the third of five intended to complete negotiations by the end of the year. For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A surge in attacks by Jewish settlers against Palestinian farmers is expected to reduce olive oil production in the West Bank, according to the Palestinian Farmers Union. Jan Boshed has the story.
In the picturesque Palestinian village of Salfit, nestled in the northern West Bank, Jabal Abul Slimi, a seasoned farmer, is bracing for a challenging year. While his olive trees are thriving, he says he won't be able to harvest at least 30% of his groves. Like many Palestinian farmers, Slimi says he is too afraid to work on the farmlands that are close to the Jewish settlements around his village. Since the October 7th attacks by Hamas militants on Israel, incidents against Palestinian farmers have surged in the West Bank. Yemwe Shah, VOA News, Salfit, the West Bank.
Donald Trump Jr. got back on the witness stand in New York on Monday, this time for the defense in the civil fraud trial that threatens the family business. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Trump Organization executive vice president arrived at court without stopping to speak to reporters outside, where a handful of protesters shouted, "Crime family."
Crime family!
Inside the courtroom, Donald Trump Jr. quipped, "You thought you were rid of me, Your Honor." The former president's eldest son testified at the start of the month when the state presented their case that he did nothing wrong and was involved in deal making. Not the financial statements at the heart of the New York Attorney General's lawsuit alleging Trump inflated his wealth to get loans and insurance, something he denies. Julie Walker, New York.
New U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson faces his biggest legislative battle this week as he tries to convince his fractious Republican majority to avert a partial government shutdown at the end of the week. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
His unusual two-step approach, which was unveiled over the weekend, would extend funding for many government operations through the middle of January, while defense funding would run through early February. But some House Republican hardliners were already pushing back at Johnson's stopgap bill that would not otherwise cut spending. That puts Johnson into a similar position his predecessor Kevin McCarthy was in before his historic ouster, when he needed Democratic votes to keep the government open.
Alex Cohen from Reuters. ExxonMobil is drilling for lithium in Arkansas and expects to begin production of the critical material for electric vehicles by 2027. ExxonMobil on Monday announced the project and said by 2030 it expects to produce enough lithium to supply the manufacturing needs of more than 1 million electric vehicles. The oil giant in early 2023 acquired the rights to 120,000 gross acres of the Smackover Formation in southern Arkansas. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.